USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
This is not a Russian disinformation campaign. That's what the Director of National Intelligence is saying about Hunter Biden's laptop. DNI John Ratcliffe tells Fox News that despite the insistence of the Democrats, there's no evidence that points to Russia in this case.
The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign.
A federal judge has blocked a move by the Trump administration to trim the number of adults using food stamps. The ruling stops new work requirements that would limit access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, disqualifying nearly 700,000 people from food stamps. In her decision, U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell wrote that the rule's implementation would leave states scrambling and potentially increasing food insecurity for tens of thousands of Americans. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Purina. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. While there are shelters and services to help victims of domestic abuse, only 10% of domestic violence shelters in the U.S. allow pets. That's why the Purple Leash Project was created by Purina and Red Rover. Together, they are providing grants to help domestic abuse shelters become pet-friendly, while initiating renovations and advocating for change. Nicole Forsyth, CEO of Red Rover.
Red Rover and Purina share a passion for keeping pets and people together, especially in times of crisis. That's why we are working with shelters across the country to ensure that domestic violence survivors and their pets can escape abuse and heal together. With a goal of making 25% of domestic violence shelters pet-friendly in the U.S. by 2025, we are asking you to help us take the lead for this cause by posting a picture wearing purple along with your pet on October 22nd, Purple Thursday, and using the hashtag Purple Leash Project.
To donate and learn more, visit PurpleLeashProject.com.
Global coronavirus cases now number more than 40 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The milestone coming as both the U.S. and Europe are struggling to contain a second wave of new infections. Many areas in Europe have reintroduced restrictions on public life as they scramble to battle the virus's spread. Cases in the U.S. now number more than 8 million, with more than half of states reporting increases in daily new case counts. The 26th named storm of this year's Atlantic hurricane season is now Tropical Storm Epsilon. The storm is currently in the central Atlantic, some 700 miles to the east of the Bahama Islands, but forecasters expect it to gain strength into a hurricane over the next several days, and it could threaten the Bahamas by the end of the week. This year's storm season has been particularly active, and with one more named storm, 2020 would tie 2005 for the most named storms in one season. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Firefighters from across the country have been helping their brethren in California fight through one of the worst fire seasons in the state's history. Now they're getting to return home. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Firefighters from across the country are returning home after helping battle wildfires in California. A crew from San Angelo, Texas, helped contain the Creek Fire northeast of Fresno, California, for more than a month.
It was controlled chaos. Everything was blowing up before we got there. It was a little better. It was very bad air quality, thick smoke where you couldn't see very far.
San Angelo Fire Department engine boss and driver Jade Hughes speaking there on News Nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
As people slowly get back to normal activities like air travel, the TSA says they screened 1 million passengers in a day for the first time since March. The Transportation Security Administration says they screened 1.03 million passengers at the nation's airports on Sunday. It's the first time the passenger count has exceeded 1 million since March 16th. Despite the rise, that's still down nearly 60% from the same time last year. Airlines say they're running almost half of the flights from a year ago, with some reporting that up to one-third of their fleets remain grounded. And a man in Chicago has been taken into custody after spending 13 hours hanging off of Trump Tower. Police say the man in his 20s climbed the building's 16th floor balcony Sunday afternoon, demanding to speak with the president. He was safely taken into custody early Monday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.